second visit with the director, the chief at the Positive Coaching Alliance right here in Austin, Texas, our friend Trentus Jones. Trentus, how you doing?
Doing well. Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Good to have you back, man.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you've been, well, first time we talked, you were pretty fresh to the gig right before Christmas, and now you've been on the post for a little while. How's things going?
Things are doing really well. You know, we're continuing to kind of grow the brand, let people know what we're doing. You know, happy to have a lot more partners with us, you know, whether it be the West Austin Youth Association or Westlake Lacrosse Club or any of these, facilities and youth sports organizations that we're partnering with. So really happy with the direction that we're headed.
We are too. And of course, you go to our website, hornfm.com. We've got a link on our main page about the Positive Coaching Alliance. It's something we really believe in because it's all about youth sports and developing youngsters the right way. You played sports your whole life, Trent, as Buck did. I did. There's kind of an epidemic of bad coaching for young people in youth sports. And it's something you guys are. And I saw your Super Bowl commercial, which was really – they had an ad in the Super Bowl, Buck. Did you see the Positive Coaching
Alliance? I know, I saw that.
Which was cool.
We're happy to have that one for sure.
That's got
to
be pretty cool. Tell us how that came about and what you guys – what the mission is at the Positive Coaching Alliance.
Certainly, the Super Bowl commercial was gifted, so that's important. Certainly, as a nonprofit, people are always asking, well, so since you can afford a Super Bowl commercial – no, that was through a partnership, through a relationship that we had in the Bay Area where we're focused and was able to develop that and really grateful – that Fox Sports was able to provide that for us. But as far as, you know, what we're doing right now, you know, we're continuing, like I said, to you know, kind of grow the brand and making sure that, you know, I agree with you, E, that it is an epidemic. I think a lot of what sports does or youth sports is just a mirror of society. Any problem that we have at your job or on the road happens at your kid's game as well, unfortunately. So,
bringing the power of positive to youth sports in Central Texas, the Positive Coaching Alliance. You guys have an event up at the Spurs game coming up, which we'll talk about how you could be a part and meet R.C. Buford, which is some of the things you guys are putting together. And this is a great campaign to help bring some positivity to our youth sports. Let me ask you this, because you played college basketball. You played into the pros, did you not?
I almost worked in the pros. I played at University of Colorado. But, yeah, that was the end of my at least on-the-court aspect of things. But I was a sports agent for 5 years and worked in the front office of the Phoenix Suns for about three.
And so what do you make of somebody we've talked about, the Lonzo Ball father? What do we make of this?
You know, it's really tough. He's coming from different perspectives, having recruited as an agent, a father such as that, or even having...
And he was an agent. Is that right?
I'm not sure. He certainly appears that he wants to be.
He sounds like one.
He wants to be.
He's setting himself, his kid up. I mean, ultimately, his kid is going to be the one that has to cash those checks that his dad's writing. And he's putting him in a position where, you know, you're about to have to deal with some guys that are grown men that are providing for their families that have heard that, you know, the second coming is going to be drafted. Yes. And, you know, people tend to, you know, take a little bit more aggression to a person that likes to kind of beat their chest. So, you know, it's a difficult situation for the kid. But I think that, you know, the kid has to hopefully keep perspective and keep working on what it is that he can control. And hopefully it turns out for him.
He's a heck of a player.
He really is. You know, you wouldn't be talking about him if he couldn't play.
Right. But most of those kids in that family, which is surprising, they don't say enough about the teams to combat what the dad is talking about with them as individuals. You don't hear them say an awful lot about, you know, and I'm trying to make some guys on the team just a little bit better so we can win games. I mean, there's ways for those kids, but they've been around that dad so much. They seemingly are similar to the dad. I mean, scoring 92 in a game,
sure,
playing no defense, standing
right
in half court. I mean, they kind of play into what the dad says. And, you know, that father figure, a lot of kids are lucky to have a dad around. And the fact that dad is kind of overbearing and everything else, but the kids play into it. There's ways for those kids to combat that, too. They're not like 2 years old. They can talk about, I'm trying to make my teammates better, you know, and I'm doing this so that our team can win. Those kids don't say that stuff.
No, and it's tough. And ultimately, the kids are going to have to grow up. They're going to become men at some point, and then they'll be able to speak for themselves. You know, the father is in a position of power right now. That will change when his son is drafted, because his son will not be the one making all the money on the team. Mm-hmm. There will be a general manager and a billionaire owner and things of that sort that I'm sure will have an opinion. You know, but if your kid is still kind of at UCLA where you kind of have some control, or your kids are still in high school and they're trying to be recruited, then, you know, perhaps your comments are a little bit more accepting or accepted in that moment when potentially in 2 or 3 years they may not be.
Right.
Trentis Jones is with us. He is the executive director of the Positive Coaching Alliance here in Central Texas, bringing the power of positive youth to youth sports. And as we say, through workshops, online resources, and in partnerships with local sports and youth sports organizations. And that's key because, you know, baseball's getting going all over Central Texas, the youth leagues from T-ball all the way up. The spring season is underway in a lot of sports. And this is your guys' mission to help these coaches be better coaches and the parents understand what their role is to help their kids maximize their experience in youth sports.
Sure, yeah. And one of our, you know, goals is to make sure people stay in their lanes. Certainly if you're a parent, your job is to hopefully, you know, nurture your child and grow them up. But when your kid's playing sports, it's important to, as we call it, be a second goal parent. Where you're focused in on that life lesson that your child is trying to learn through playing sports. The coach on the field is actually a double goal coach, which is focusing on development, winning, but also teaching that life lesson. So as long as people kind of identify which lanes they're supposed to be in, I think all of us have sat on the side of a youth sports game and have a parent yelling, go left, and they have no idea that the coach actually told them to go right.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've got a 10-year-old trying to, you know, is torn between, you know, pleasing the parent and the coach, which does, you know, no good for anybody. So, again, it's just a little bit of a consciousness that we'd like to kind of bring to youth sports and hopefully allow kids to have a good time.
You know, baseball's already started for kids all over the state, and young players and players that will play so many games of Little League, Pony League, all the different kind of leagues in baseball. And there are a lot of parents that are single, you know, single parents in the house that will drop off their kid, drop them off to the coach, and we'll be gone. They consider coaches as babysitters. Okay, my kid's playing baseball. That's great. I can go get some things done here for a little bit. Somebody will bring that. How important is it for not just single parents, but for parents to know the coach that coaches the baseball team? You know, things happen. You know, we're having the kids over tonight. And, you know, a lot of single parents leave their kids with coaches, and some funny things can happen out there. And you don't hear about much of it, but we have heard about it. How important is it for parents, whether they have two parents or single parents, to know who these coaches are that coach their kids?
Sure. No, you know, I think that a coach is just an extension of the parent. You know, being able to have that coach potentially supplement some of the things you're trying to teach in your home is important, because a lot of times kids actually listen to that supplemental voice. It's the voice
sometimes more than the parents.
Certainly, they're not the voice that they hear all the time. And I know that was true for mm-hmm. me. You know, my dad would say something, and a coach would say something the exact same thing. And for whatever reason, you know, the coach was the one that you
sure.
got it on. And so I think it's important to make sure that, you know, you're using those coaches to supplement, you know, parenting, and making sure that those are the right types of people that you want in front of your kid.
Well, and that goes to y'all's, the Positive Coaching Alliance, the PCA, and your work with youth leagues to help train the coaches that are in the league. Because a lot of times they're just dads or they're their moms, and they're just trying to help out, but they don't know how to run a practice. They don't know, potentially know how to run a practice and maximize and get the most out of that experience. And that's where the online workshops and the ability for you guys to partner with these youth leagues to help them have better trained coaches so that the experience for the youngsters is better.
Sure, and so certainly the kids' experience is the most important part. But we also recognize that if you're running a youth league, it's a business of sorts, and you want to make sure that those coaches are coming back and they have a good experience. You know, it's tough to field the team if you can't find anybody to coach. And I think what we try to do is try to provide some tools to those coaches to not only make sure that the kids are having a good time, but then making sure that, you know, potentially they're setting up a culture within their team, but also amongst their parents, that will allow the coach to, you know, manage and do their job, and hopefully come back the next year and be interested in doing it again. But certainly if you're having to put out parent fires, there's a good chance you say no the second time around. So
it is Trentis Jones from the Positive Coaching Alliance, a partner of ours here at the Horn, and we're thrilled as they grow here in Central Texas and doing good work. And speaking of the good work, there is an event coming up this weekend out at the Austin Spurs game at HEB Center at Cedar Park, which is pretty cool. R.C. Buford, who's been the architect of these Spurs championship teams, one of the best general managers, if not the best general manager in all of the NBA will be on hand for a bit of a clinic. How can folks be a part of this? Go to the Spurs game, you get a ticket, you get to meet R.C. Buford and maybe get some coaching tips.
Sure, we're really happy to have R.C. R.C. has joined our National Advisory Board, which consists of a lot of leaders in our in the sports world, really. And he'll be on hand on March 5th, which is this Sunday, from 1:30 to 2:30 at the HEB Center. And he'll be leading a discussion about youth sports and the importance of having positivity in that. We'll be able to provide some tools and tidbits, to really take home and use and really give you an opportunity to learn a little bit more about what PCA is and how to get involved, to join, to be able to attend. All you simply have to do is go to our website, which is pca-centraltx.org, and purchase a ticket. And we'll love to have you out, and we'll hopefully love to have you join the movement.
R.C. Buford. You know, Tom Herman's bringing Bill Belichick in for the coaches' clinic. You guys have R.C. Buford.
Bring the best.
I don't know who's better. I mean, you guys are, that's what it's all about. And you guys have an event with the San Antonio Spurs, the big club, coming up in April as well.
We do. So on April 2nd, we'll have a similar event down at the Spurs at the AT&T Center as well. The Spurs are Silver and Black Give Back, which is the Spurs community arm, has been an amazing partner for us. We actually certify all of their junior NBA coaches. So all of their coaches that, again, are reaching out to these kids and managing the, their teams are being certified, through Positive Coaching Alliance. So we're really grateful to have them, continue to try to, spread the education and be able to serve our community as much as we can.
Trentus Jones, Positive Coaching Alliance. You can go to the website, as he mentioned, or just go to our website, hornfm.com, and you'll find it on our main little click-through banner. You can click right on there, buy yourself a ticket, get out to the Spurs game, and then the San Antonio Spurs game coming up in April, and really support this cause. Really, if you are involved in a youth league, suggest to the leadership that they get involved and partner with the Positive Coaching Alliance, because it really can help your league flourish and become a better league. And if you have a team, certainly reach out at the Positive
Coaching. And bring your kids. It's kid-friendly. It will be a fairly short program, so there will be a conversation about youth sports that it's not just the coaches, it's a parent that potentially wants to learn a little bit more about what we're doing, coaches as well as your kids. Bring anybody that you've got. We'd appreciate having anybody come and learn a little bit more about what we're doing.
Okay, you play college basketball. Help us out with our brackets. We're going to get our brackets in a couple
tough.
Weeks.
That's tough.
Give me four teams who you think can win the national championship. It's not Texas, I know.
Unfortunately, I think Shaka's. He's getting it. That point guard that they've got coming.
One more
I think,
recruiting class.
Thing. There you go. I would say North Carolina. I think the ACC is a tough lead to get through. I think Villanova. They're tested.
That's
certainly
Bucky's team. Bucky's born in Philadelphia. He got Nova.
That's tough.
BK's a KU guy.
He is, and I went to Colorado, and they're not necessarily our biggest fans, but I wouldn't say Kansas.
I agree. I'm not offended.
I think that they have kind of played down to their competition, and in the tournament, that'll get you beat pretty easily. Outside of Villanova and Carolina,
about Gonzaga,
I think that they could be
UCLA.
UCLA would be a good one. They're battle tested. Having to go, through Arizona
and everybody else
and Oregon and some of the people they got. But yeah, I do think that Gonzaga may be a good upset in the in the Sweet 16 easily. Right. It's just one of those things. But it appears that everybody is closer. There's a lot of mid-range teams where everybody kind of get beat. No, at all. So it'll be
Between 1 and 15 isn't much.
Just make sure you take that Thursday and Friday off so, you're not having to act like you're working.
Heck, and that's, the 16th and then St. Patty's Day?
Yeah,
that's not bad.
It's interesting. They've got those fake spreadsheets where you act like you're working.
Well, we're going to have our horn bracket. You're going to be able to go download
it. We had a show last year from somewhere, didn't we?
We'll have shows. We're
show
not
from
the morning,
some place.
Obviously.
Yeah, that's true.
Mornings,
that was in the afternoon. So we have another producer, too.
That's right. BK will probably take those 2 days off. You listen to this.
Bye.
BK's already probably putting his...
I'm out of here at 11, so I'll be able to catch all the action.
Sure, sure. Productivity is significantly down on those 2 days, for sure.
Sure. Yes. Plus, it's spring break, South by Southwest. What the heck? Who's working
the
that
combo,
week anyway?
Combo is a killer, for sure.
Hey, Trentis, thanks.
Thanks, Trentis.
Love what you guys are doing.
Hey,
it's a Positive Coaching Alliance. And check it out at our website or go to positivecoach.org or centraltx.org, and you can find them. These are doing great work in our communities, and we appreciate them. Trentis Jones and the Positive Coaching Alliance. We're back. Wrap things up and get you off the mat at the top of the hour. It's B&E on the Horn.